Okay, it's a bit of a short talk this time, so we'll see. Maybe we'll even wrap it up a little bit early. We'll chazer over quickly again what we did last time. Dav Zayin Amud Aleph, we learned the two opinions of where the wall of one tefach has to be, or three opinions about where the one tefach wall, how the one tefach wall is placed. We saw it in pictures. It's hard to describe verbally, either directly touching the perpendicular walls or at a right angle, or it's going at a 45 degree angle to the perpendicular walls, or it is a little bit removed from the perpendicular walls. Those are the three opinions. Then we discussed when two real walls are parallel, the third wall needs to be 4+ tefachim away from the from one of the walls in order to not for it needs to be 4+ tefachim and less than 3 tefachim away from one of the walls to create a wall of 7 tefachim. We had three versions of what Rava held is the role of the Tzuras HaPesach when the third wall is one tefach. Either that one tefach split into two and you use those two to create a Tzuras HaPesach, or the Tzuras HaPesach can substitute for the tefach, which was Rav Ashi's opinion as well, or you need both the tefach plus a Tzuras HaPesach on top of that. And that is Rav Kahana's opinion as well. Then we saw the concept of Migud Avidov from the Shabbos, Avidov from the Shabbos to Sukkos, that if something is considered a wall for Ilchus Shabbos, it's also considered a wall for the Shabbos of Ilchus Sukkos. On Zayinim Beis, we learned that we need to be told Chidushim in three cases. Sichuch al Mavi Sheyesh Bo lechi, that it's kosher. If you put schach on top of a mavi that has a lechi, that it's kosher. Sichei chalgabe pasi biraos. Pasi biraos is where you have a bar and it's surrounded by four posts in the four corners, that's also kosher. And shlishit and afilu tefach, the third wall being a tefach, works not only for sukkah but for Shabbos as well. All of those are cases where you have some halachic mechanism to either make it work for sukkah or to make it work for Shabbos. And when you have one or the other, then it works for the other halacha on sukkahs of Shabbos. So if it's kosher for sukkah, it's going to be kosher for Shabbos of sukkahs of Shabbos. If it's kosher for Shabbos, it's going to be kosher to use for a sukkah on sukkahs of Shabbos. Then we had a machlokas whether chamas and merubah because of the walls is a problem, or only chamas and merubah because of the schach is a problem. And we had a source for both possibilities, and the source for both of them was related to the parochas, that the parochas is called schach. Even though it's a wall, that was the source for both of them. Then last thing we did was we listed off all of the shitos that hold sukkah diras keva be'inan, and we demonstrated how each of those various people hold sukkah diras keva be'inan. That was one of the more challenging questions on the Bechina about Rabbi Yoshia, because the first example was kida amran, like we had said previously, and then we move on and give all the examples much more directly. Okay, so we are holding right now at where are we? Anyone remember? Wow, everyone remembers. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Okay, right above the picture, right above this circle in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. It's a lot of geometry today, so we'll see how good you are at geometry. If you're good at geometry, it should go fairly smoothly. Except when the Gemara makes errors, I'll just tell you in advance, the Gemara is going to make errors not on purpose, but it will then correct the errors. So it's going to make mistakes, then it's going to say, but wait a second, that's wrong, that doesn't make any sense. So don't be upset if there's a line in the Gemara that mathematically is not going to work out. Another thing you have to realize before we begin the Gemara, whenever you discuss any geometrical Gemara, any Gemara that deals with geometry, that deals with shapes, specifically that deals with circles, the Gemara always assumes that pi is 3. It doesn't assume 3.14 or whatever. It always assumes 3. That's always the assumption. Not because they didn't realize that pi was not exactly 3. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to realize that pi is not exactly 3. It's a very simple experiment. If you have a circle and you just take a string and wrap it around it, you'll see that the diameter is not exactly 1/3 of the circumference. So it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure it out. The Gemara obviously was capable of figuring out that pi was not exactly 3. Whether they were capable of figuring out exactly to the decimal or 50 decimals down, whatever, but they knew that it wasn't exactly, that pi was not exactly 3. But for halakhic purposes, we're always allowed to estimate pi as 3. And that's why the Gemara, like if you need something to be a certain size, when doing the calculations, the halakha allows us to estimate that pi is 3. I'll tell you a nice word about that soon, but we'll use that to break up a little of the more boring stuff. So let's see. Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Sukkah asuyo kikivshan. If a sukkah is shaped like a kivshan, meaning it's a circle, so how big does a regular sukkah have to be if it's shaped like a square? So the sukkah shaped like a square has to be 7 tefachim by 7 tefachim, right? Or dalet amos by dalet amos, or 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. We had all 3 shittos. What if it's a circle? Then how big does it have to be? So says Gemara, if it's made like a kivshan, im yesh be kefa kedei leishev ba chav dalet b'nei adam ksheira. If 24 people can sit around the circumference of that circle, then it's a kosher sukkah. How much space does an average person take up? You should know this already. 6 by 6 tefachim, which is the same as saying 1 amma, right? 6 tefachim is 1 amma. So we're saying if 24 people could fit around the circumference of that circle, then it's kosher. So what are we saying? What does the circumference of the circle have to be? What's 24 times 1? 24, right? Obviously, if it's 1 amma for each person, and you need 24 people to be able to fit around shoulder to shoulder around the circumference of the circle, obviously we're talking about a circle that has a circumference of 24 ammos. Right? I assume you're familiar with the basic geometrical terminology of circumference and diameter, and right? That much you know? Okay, good. That's good. Taru mada, it's outstanding. Yeah, so if there's enough for 24 people to sit there, then it's kosher. If it's not big enough to have 24 people sitting around it, then it's going to be possible. So says the Gemara, wait a second. Whose shita of the minimum size of a sukkah does that conform with? We could right away knock out the shita of 6 by 6 tefachim and the shita of 7 by 7 tefachim, because that's not even close. A circle that fits 20, that has a 24 amma circumference, you know how much bigger that is? Then a sukkah, then a square that's 6 by 6 tefachim or 7 by 7 tefachim. Think about it. 6 by 6 tefachim is 1 by 1 ammas. That means it's 1 square amma. That's nothing compared to a circle that has 24 amma circumference. That's way, way bigger. So if anything, if we have to make this shita, this idea that it's got to be 24 amos, line up with anybody, the starting point has to be that we have to start with the shita of Rebbe. What was the shita of Rebbe of the minimum size of a sukkah? 4 amos by 4 amos, exactly. So, Kaman Karebi, is it going to work? If you say 4 by 4 amos, is it going to work exactly? Is 4 by 4 amos square going to be the same thing as a 24 amos circumference circle? Obviously not. Why obviously not? If the circumference is 24 amos, how big is the diameter? Assuming pi is 3, make the numbers easy. Come on, very good. 8, right? The diameter is going to be 8. If you have an 8 amma diameter, you could fit way more than one sukkah that's 4 by 4 ammas inside of that circle, let alone the extras that you get with the circle going around the square. So obviously it's not going to work out, but the Gemara is going to try to make the math work out. So it says Gemara, come on, Karebi, the Amar Kol Sukkah Shein Ba'ar Ramos Al-Ar Ramos Psula. The starting point is we're working off of the Shita of Rebbe that holds that a sukkah needs to be 4 ammas by 4 ammas. So ask the Gemara, but let's really analyze this. Does this fit with Rebbe? Michti. Gavra ba'amsa yasid. How much space does a human being take up? 1 amma. Which word means human being? Gavra ba'amsa in an amma yasid sits. Kol she yesh pe kefa shlosh tefachim yesh pe rochav tefach. This is the Gemara establishing the rules at the beginning. Pi is 3. The translation of that phrase, which is an important phrase, should underline it. Kol she yesh pe kefa shlosh tefachim yesh pe rochav tefach means pi equals 3. How does that mean pi equals 3? It says for every 3 tefachim of circumference, you have 1 tefach of diameter. So the relationship between circumference and diameter is pi. So for every 3 tefachim of circumference, you have 1 tefach of diameter. That means pi equals 3. So for the purpose of this discussion, we make the math really easy to do. The arithmetic is really easy to do because we assume pi equals 3. So says the Gemara, wait a second, if pi equals 3, right, and a sukkah is supposed to be 4 amos by 4 amos, so probably a circular sukkah should have a diameter of 4 amos. If a circular sukkah has a diameter of 4 amos, what's the circumference of that sukkah? 12, which is way smaller, obviously, than 24, which is the number that we said. Right? If all you need is 4 by 4 amos, so we're assuming you only need a diameter of 4 amos, which would make your circle with a circumference of 12. Not a circumference of 24. So betrace our sagi. With 12, it should be good enough. So says the Gemara, no, you're drawing it wrong. You think the size of a circular sukkah should be a diameter of 4? if you had a circle with a diameter of 4, you'd be able to fit that sukkah inside of a square sukkah that's 4 by 4 amos, right? If you had a 4 by 4 amos sukkah, so it's a square 4 by 4, 16 square amos. If you had a circle with a diameter of 4, it would be that top picture that you see on Chesam and Aleph, where the circle fits inside the square. Now, what's bigger in that picture, the square or the circle? The square is obviously bigger, so that circle is not going to be big enough. That is not the way you would measure the minimum size of a circular sukkah. Hani mili bi'igula. That's only when you're dealing with the round part. Aval b'ribua b'yitfei. You need to account for the squareness around it, for the all the little edges that go beyond the circle. How are you going to count that? So michti, let's do a simple equation. Kama meruba yosra le'ivul. How much greater is a square than a circle? Meaning,
eagle is
a circle. Meruba is a square, right? So how much greater is the perimeter of a square than the circumference of a circle that fits inside of it? Let's think about this for a second. A circle that has what? No, that fits perfectly inside that square. A circle with it, let's take the square that's 4 by 4 amos. A circle that's exactly a diameter of 4 amos is going to be 12 amos circumference. The square that has a side of 4 amos is going to be 16 amos perimeter of the square, right? So it's going to be 12 to 16, which means the circle is 75, the circumference of the circle is only 75% of the perimeter of the square. So kama meruba yosra ali eagle, how much more is a square than a circle, meaning is the perimeter of a square than the circumference of a circle? Revia, it's 25% more. That works, that's 25% more, right? It's a revia mile var, right? It's a revia mile var, right? Because it's 25% more. It's once you add those extra 4 amos to get from 12 to 16, the 4 amos is 25% of 16. So it's a revia. So ask the Gemara, okay, so how big should the circumference of a circle have to be? If we're trying to match we know how big the smallest sukkah that's a square has to be, 4 amos by 4 amos. And we want the circumference of the circle to equal the perimeter of the square. So how big should the circle be? Any circle that has a circumference of 16 amos should be enough. Because the perimeter of the square, that's the minimum size kosher, is 16 amos. The circumference of the circle should therefore be 16 amos, with a diameter of 5 and change, right? That's what it should be, 5 and a third diameter and 16 amma circumference. So ask the Gemara, b'shitzar sagi, with 16 amos it should be good enough. And what did we say you needed before? What did we start today with? How big did it have to be? 24 amos. Not even close. Right? 16 isn't even close to 24. It's roughly two-thirds of 24. Right? So it's not even close. Says the Gemara, that was a joke, it's exactly two-thirds of 24. Right? You got that. Okay. Says the Gemara, hani mili be'igul denafik migo rivua. That's if you're trying to make a circle out of a square. Aval rivua denafik migo igula b'yatfei. But let's say you held that your minimum circular sukkah doesn't have to have the exact circumference as the perimeter of a square. No. What it needs to be is a circle that could fit neatly around a square sukkah. Meaning you got to put the square in the circle. Right? You got to put the square in the circle. So now we get to some a little more interesting mathematics. If you have a square inside of a circle, what is the relationship between the perimeter of the square and the circumference of the circle? What's the diameter of a circle that has a 4 by 4 square inside of it? So we know a squared plus b squared equals c squared. So a squared plus b squared is 32, right on the square, that's 4 by 4, right? So it's, right, 32. Square root of 32 is going to be the diameter of the circle. What's the square root of 32? 5 and change, 5.7 or so, 5.6, 5.6, let's say, is going to be the square root of 32. If you have a circle that has a diameter of 5.6, what's the circumference of that circle, assuming pi is 3? 16.8 is going to be your diameter, right? So you're going to be your circumference. So says the Gemara, so really, since you need a circle to fit around the square, mishum morsha dekarnasa, because of the extra corners that you're missing, because the circle doesn't have any corners, michti. So let's analyze this. Kol amsa beribua, amsa v'trei chumsha balachsona. The Gemara's way of saying the Pythagorean theorem is that any time you have one amma of square will lead you to one amma and 1.4 ammos of diagonal. Meaning, if you have a square that has sides that are one amma, the diagonal of that square is going to be 1.4 ammos. And therefore, if you have a square that has sides that are 4 amos, the diagonal of the square is going to be 4 times 1.4, which is exactly what we said before. You guys are smart. 5.6, right? 5.6. It's going to be exactly 5.6 amos, nachon, right? Which is exactly what we said before. Now, if it's going to be 5.6 amos, what did we say? We already did this math. What's the circumference going to be? 16.8. So says the Gemara, except the Gemara has a funny way of saying 16.8. The way it says it is 17 minus 0.2 is the way it says 16.8, which is just its way of saying it. So the Gemara says, but still, that doesn't bring us to the number that we need. We said you need a circle that has a circumference of 24, but now b'shivsa nechi chumsha sagya. The way you just described that the circle needs to fit around the square that's 4 by 4 amos, well, guess what? That circle circumference is only going to be 16.8. So says Gemara, okay, low duck. We're not such mathematicians. We're not so precise. So says Gemara, okay, not so precise is like when you estimate 23.9 to be 24. But not so precise is not when you estimate 16.8 to be 24. That's a little bit off. So says Gemara, emor d'amrina low duck porta. You can be imprecise a little bit, but tuva mi amrina low duck, by that much, you're going to be off by that much? That's absurd. That's almost 50% off. So Amalei Markashisha Bered Rav Chista, the Ravashi. So Markashisha Bered Rav Chista said to Ravashi, "Mi Savrit." He says, "No, you're starting with the wrong assumption. We never said the circumference of a circle of the circular sukkah needs to be 24 amos. That's not the way we expressed it. How did we express it? 24 people need to fit around it." So he said, "This is how you view it. Mi Savrit Gavra Ba'amsa Yasiv." He says, "Do you think one man takes up one amma? No." Tlasa Gavri Bitarti Amsa Yasiv. Three people take up two amos. So if 24 people fit around it, then it's really 16 amos. If you have a circle that 24 people fit around and you assume that three people take up two amos, then your total circle is a circumference of 16 amos. When someone on the other side of the door? When I can't see, it's like a mirror. When we did the math, we said that what should the circumference be? We said 16.8. So now we got to 16. 16.8, not so bad, right? Now, so says Gemara, kama habiluhu, how much should it be now? Shitzar, it should be exactly 16. But anan shivsar nechichum shabinan, but we said it should be 16.8. Says the Gemara, lo duck. Okay, so that, we're not so precise. Says the Gemara, no, you can't be imprecise like that, because think about it. If I tell you that your circular sukkah needs to fit 24 people around it, and you're therefore going to make a circle that has a circumference of how much? 16 amos. But really, to make it a minimally kosher sukkah, it needs to have 16.8. If people follow my instructions, they're going to end up with a pasul sukkah. So you could say you're being imprecise when you're imprecise l'chumra. If the halacha is 16.8 and I say build one that's 17 amos, fine, I don't have to be so precise. But if I look at 16.8 and I say, yeah, it's okay, build on 16 amos. No, that's not okay. People are going to mess up and then they're going to have something that's possible. That's like saying, let's come up with a good example, that you should have your esrog should be, a little bit smaller than an egos. So what do you mean? The minimum size is an egos. You go a little bit smaller than an egos. It's puzzle. I was just estimating. A little bit smaller is almost the same thing as the size of an egos. No, it's almost the same, but it's going to be totally puzzle if you're a little bit off in the wrong direction. So says Gemara, lo duck, emer d'amrina lo duck l'chumra, l'kula mi amrina lo duck. You could say that we were imprecise l'chumra, but to be imprecise l'kula, would you ever say such a thing? So amr le'ravashi, l'ravashi, li'olam gavra ba'amsiyas. He says, okay, let's go back to the drawing board. A man sits in an amma. We're not changing that. We're going back to what we said before. You don't fit three guys in two ammas. One person is in one amma. One second. So what's the circumference of the circle that we said now? Now we're back to being 24 ammas. So now we're back to being way off. So he says, no. Rabbi Yochanan makom gavri lo kachashiv. A person doesn't just take up one amma across his body, we assume a person is a perfect square. I'm working toward that, not there yet, but if a person is a perfect square, he's one amma by one amma, right? If that's what it is, one amma by one amma, and the backs of the people fit around the circle, and the people are sitting on the outside of a circle, 24 people fit around the circle, right? So if 24 people were fitting around the circle, the circumference of the circle would be 24. But if 24 people were sitting inside, no, the other way around, right? If 24 people were sitting inside the circle, the circumference of the circle would be 24. If 24 people were sitting outside of the circle, so the circle is drawn an amma in from where they are, because from where their backs are. The circle, they're sitting with their backs to the circle, sitting around, not facing each other, no one's looking at each other, if you can imagine, just sitting in a circle with their backs to the circle. So they each take up an amma. If you were, the area around them is 24 ammas, but the area inside of them, the circumference of what's inside of them, of the circle inside of them, is a lot less than 24 ammas. What's it going to be? So think about it. If a circle that has a 24 amma diameter, it has a 24 amma circumference, has a diameter of what? Assuming pi is 3. 24 amma circumference, diameter of 8. Now, if you take away one amma from each end of the circle, all around, because every person takes up one amma of space in the circle also, so if you subtract an amma all around and squeeze the circle in by one amma on all sides, so what's the diameter going to be? 6. If you have a diameter of 6, how big is the circumference? Because we're now accounting for the width of the human, whatever you call this, the fatness of the human body, not just the width. And we're saying that the circle is drawn inside that amma, right? So, no, because it's on both sides. There are people sitting on both sides. So you take an amma in for each of those people. So it leaves you with a diameter of 6. Diameter of 6 leaves you with a circumference of 18. What should it really be? 16.8. 18 and 16.8 aren't so bad, not so far apart from each other, and it's not so far apart from each other, l'chumra. You tell someone to build an 18 amma circumference sukkah, he's definitely going to be okay, he's not going to be in trouble. So says the Gemara, Amalei Ravashi Ravashi, li'olam gavra ba'amsiyas. If a man sits in an amma, like we said, Rabbi Yochanan makom gavri lo kachash, Rabbi Yochanan wasn't counting the place, the space that the people themselves took up. Kama havaluhu timni srei. So now how much is it? It's really a circle that's 18 amos. Bishiv sar nechichom shasagya, aye, but I thought we said you only need 16.8 amos. Yeah. Hainu, de lo dak, l'chumra lo dak. That's exactly what we said, that we weren't being so precise, and l'chumra we weren't being so precise. Really you only need 16.8. We said, aye, might as well go with 18. Right? That's what we meant when we said 24 people sit around the circle. It meant a circumference of how much? 24 people sit around the circle meant a circumference of 18 amos, not 24 amos, a circumference of 18 amos. Main point number one. Anyone want to give it a try before I do it? Limaskana. It's the easiest way to do it. Limaskana. A circular sukkah has to have a circumference of 18 amos, even though me'ikar adin it should be 16.8 amos. L'chumra lo dak. Again, l'maskana we say, a circular sukkah should have a circumference of, how much? 18 amos. Mi'ikar adin, it should really be only 16.8 amos. But l'chumra lo dak. What? I don't think so. It's not so bad. I mean, if you're like, I mean, this is not really very advanced geometry. You know, it's like, I don't think it is. It's pretty easy geometry. Okay, good. So I don't remember the first time I learned this Gemara. I mean, yeah.
Why do we have to hold this?
Why do we have to hold? We're assuming whoever told us you need 24 people sitting around the circle can't hold the 7x7 tefach sukkah, can't hold the 6x6 tefach sukkah, because that's just way too far off to match. So the guy who said, who was Rabbi Yochanan, who said that you need 24 people sitting around, must have been starting with the assumption of 4 by 8. There are only 3 shittos in Tanayim. He must have been using one of them, right? Rabbi Yochanan's an Amora. So he must have been using the largest one. Because even that one is too small. Right? But at least it's only a little too small. That's what we hold. Yeah, but Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold that. Yeah, this is the maskana within the shita of Rabbi Nachon. Yeah, right, within the shita of Beis Shammai or Beis Hillel, this whole Gemara can be erased.
Okay.
Rip it right out. Yeah.
Sorry. On the bottom.
Don't actually rip it right out.
Yeah, it's like 13 should be enough.
On the bottom, we said.
Bottom
of this, 12 should be enough. Because we assumed that the circle, sukkah, should be a circle that has a diameter that equals the side of a square sukkah. Meaning if the sides of a square sukkah need to be 4 by 4, the diameter of a circle sukkah needs to be 4, and that's it. And when you have a diameter of 4, you have a circumference of 12. We assumed we were talking about a circle that fits inside of a square sukkah perfectly. Right, that's what we were assuming. We then rejected that. I said, but come on, you're missing out all the space in the corners. Who has perfectly circular? I don't know. If you're able to do it, I don't know.
In the end, what was the diameter of the circle? What the 60-pointed circle would be?
The diameter would be 5.6. Yes. 5.6 times 3, assuming pi is 3, is 16.8. Right? And we said that's because every amma of a side of a square, when you go diagonal, will be 1.4 ammas. That's just the Pythagorean theorem. There's no major chiddush in that. It's like simple geometry. I'll tell you the cool vart, and even though it's not on the quiz, but you're going to thank me for this because it's a really awesome vart. You ever hear the pi vart? The pi vart? You've heard it? Some, most of you haven't? You have? Okay, the pi vart is like this. Chazal always assumed pi equals 3. So some people say, oh, Chazal was so stupid, they didn't realize pi is whatever, it's more than 3. The Vilna Gaon says it's explicit in Tanakh, in the Navi already, pi to, I think, 4 digits he gets it down to. It's explicit in Tanakh. How's that explicit in Tanakh? So he says there's a Kri Niksiv. The psukim that describe the Yam Shel Shlomo, when Shlomo Melch was building himself a palace, he built himself an awesome swimming pool. And the swimming pool was a circle. And the Gemara describes, it wasn't really a swimming pool, it was some sort of pool, and it describes that the pool was a circle, and the way it describes the circle, it says, well, its circumference was X, and its diameter was 1/3 X. So it assumes a 3-to-1 ratio. When it uses, how does the Navi describe diameter? There's a word it uses for diameter. Kuf Vav, Kav, Kuf Vav, is the way the Navi describes diameter. Now, there's a Kriya and a Ksiv on that word. I forgot which is which. I think the Kriya is Kav, but the Ksiv is Kuf Vav He, or vice versa, one or the other. Now, what's the gematria of Kuf Vav? 106. What's the gematria of Kuf Vav He? 111. 106 over 111 equals 3 over X. What's X? 3.141, whatever. Yeah, 1.5. Right? So, says the Vilna Gaon, all you need to do is look directly in the Navi. The difference between the Kri and the Ksiv works out exactly to the difference between what we assume pi is in halacha and what we know pi is in reality. Obviously. Only the Vilna Gaon can look at that and see that. 106 over 111 equals 3 over x. 106x equals 333. Solve for x. Yep. Okay. Go Vilna Gaon. Yes. You're not the first one who tested it. Like I didn't expect that it wouldn't come out. Okay. So that is main point number one. Vaiter. Back in the Gemara now. Rabbanan de Kisri v'amrila dayani de Kisri amri. The Rabbanan of Kisri and some say the dayanim of Kisri used to say, igula de nafik migo rivua riva. That when you have when you circle around a square, the difference is going to be a 1/4 difference. The difference between the circumference of the circle and the perimeter of the square is going to be 25% different. Rivua de nafik migo igula, but when you do the opposite, halga, then it's going to be off by a half. Whoa. So one second, I think I might have said that backwards. Rivua denafik mi, igula denafik mi go rivua, a circle inside of a square. The square is going to be 25%. The perimeter of the square is going to be 25% greater than the circumference of the circle. Rivua denafik mi go igula, a circle around a square, palga. The perimeter of that square is going to be 50% of the circumference of the circle. Guess what? That's wrong. It's pashut mathematically wrong, right? Velohi, daka chazinin delohavi kolehai, and that's not true. The Gemara says because we see that it isn't that much. So it's just wrong. Basically, what are we saying? The Dayani Dikisri, or these Rabbani Dikisri, didn't know geometry. That's all the Gemara is saying. This Gemara is used in a lot of the arguments. There's a big machlokas now between certain more right-wing elements of the Orthodox community and more centrist left elements of the Orthodox community, where many of the more right-wing elements of the Orthodox community will taina Chazal could never be wrong about anything. Not only they can't be wrong about halacha, they can't be wrong about science, they can't be wrong about math, they can't be wrong. Nothing they say could possibly be wrong, even about science. And if our scientists tell us that Chazal were wrong about something, then the scientists are wrong. They just don't get it yet. Others say, no, Chazal were the masters of halacha. They weren't all like Torah Mada. They weren't all, experts of science and mathematics. So this Gemara is used very often to try to prove that just because you're Rabbanan Dikisri doesn't mean you know geometry. Right? It means you're a rabbi. You're someone that we would come to for a halacha. Doesn't necessarily mean someone you would want tutoring you for your geometry regents or whatever. Right? It's not that they were able to make such mistakes. So main point number two, the Rabbanan Dikisri make a fundamental geometrical error. Or Dayanim Kisriya, make a fundamental geometrical error. It's hard to even understand how an intelligent person can make an error like that, because it's really easily tested. Like, just take a tape measure or a string of a certain distance and put it around, it doesn't take that much. Hard to understand how they made an error like that. But okay, but they did. Okay, weiter. If you have a sukkah inside of another sukkah, this does not mean that you have a sukkah that totally encircles another sukkah. It means that you have an inner room and an outer room, like in your house. When you go into the house, there's a room there, and then you go deeper into the house, there's another room behind it. So assume a two-room house. Where you go in at first, there's one room, and then you go further back, there's another room behind it. The only way to get out is through the front room. Right, divided, right, into two rooms, an inner room and an outer room. But these were sukkos shel yotzer. Sukkos shel yotzer means people who made kli cheres, potters, who used to sell pots. So they would have such a setup in their shop all year. It wasn't made specifically as a sukkah necessarily. They would have such a setup in their shop all year round. They'd have a back room where they would make the pots and it would be a mess and all the work was going on. And then the outer room where they would display the nicer pots and actually sell stuff, right? That's like any store that you would ever go to. That's what Rashi says. Shtei sukkah shel yotzer. Rashi says, kacha yederek shel yotzer kli cheres. This is what yotzer kli cheres used to do, be a man in those days. Oslem shtei sukkos zuluf nimizu. They would make two sukkos, one inside of the other, but not, again, totally encircled by the other. It just means one deeper in than the other. Bipnimis hudar umatzniak derosav. In the inner one, he would live and keep his pots. Ubechitzonu hu osa malachto motzik derosav limchar. And in the outer one, he would do his work and sell all the pots that he made. Fine, but in the inner one, he would actually live in the inner one. That's actually an important point I didn't mention before. That would be where he would live. He would stay in the inner room, and in the outer room is where he would do his business. Fine, says the Gemara. So you have shtei sukkah shliyotzim zuluf nimizu. Hapnimis ein a sukkah, b'chayavis b'mezuzah. The inner one cannot be a sukkah. You want to turn that, say, oh, you know what? Look, it happens to fit all the qualifications of a kosher sukkah. I have it up all year round, and I use it all year. But why don't I just use this as my sukkah? The answer is no. You may not use it as a sukkah, and it needs a mezuzah. What does that tell you if it needs a mezuzah? It's considered your house. This is a permanent dwelling. This is not a sukkah. Look at Rashi. Pnimis ain't a sukkah. In bal leishim betoch b'chag l'shem sukkah. If you want to sit there on yontif for sukkahs, avgav d'lo b'in sukkah l'shem chag. You don't need to build a sukkah for the sake of sukkahs, because we're going to see later on that a sukkah yeshana, a sukkah that was not built for the sake of sukkahs, is still kosher. But this is a place where you live all year round, and that's no good. And that's why it needs a mezuzah. Vachitzona, the outer one, sukkah is a kosher sukkah. You are yotzi yichiv because you don't live there. Upturim in a mezuzah, and therefore it's pater from mezuzah. It's not a dwelling place. Va'amai asked the Gemara, why should the outer one be pater from mezuzah? Tavi chitzona beis shara pnimis. In many of your homes, you may notice when you walk in the front door, you don't immediately walk into the living room. You first go through a little foyer, a little hallway. That hallway is not a living area. That hallway is less than 4x4 amos. Do you have a mezuzah? How many of you have that in your home? So do you have a mezuzah on your front door? Yes. Why? It's only leading into this little hallway that doesn't have 4x4 amos. Not big enough for a mezuzah. Why do you have a mezuzah on the front door? Because that hallway leads into the big room. So when you have a doorway that leads into the hallway, that leads into the big room, you put a mezuzah even on the original doorway. So ask the Gemara, granted, the outer one, the outer room, you don't want to have to put on a mezuzah on it because it's not a dira itself. But guess what? It's at least what? The outer room? Hello, anyone with me here? It's at least a hallway that leads into the inner room. And if it's a hallway that leads into the inner room, it should have a mezuzah. Right? Are you with me here? Am I losing here? Right? It's at least the hallway that leads into the inner room. So ask the Gemara, v'amai tavi chitzona ke beis shar apnimis. Let it be considered a beis shar, a gateway. Beis shar, important concept. To the inner one. V'tis chayiv b'mezuzah, and it should be chayiv in the mezuzah. Answers the Gemara, mishum delo kaviya. Period. No, it doesn't serve as a beis shar, because it's not a davar kavua at all. Meaning, your hallway leading into your room is there forever and meant to stay there forever. And it's used constantly for that purpose. This is not kavua at all whatsoever. Rashi says, not only is this not kavua, Rashi says, lozu v'lozu davar kavua. Veina pnimis chashuva lios lo beis shar. In order for another room to be called the beis shar to the main room better be a really chashuv important room. But the sukkahs hayotzrim weren't so chashuv, weren't so great, that it would even qualify to have something else be a beis shar toward it. It just doesn't make sense that it should need a beis shar. So therefore, it doesn't have a din of beis shar, does not require a mezuzah. So basically, main point number one. I drew a little box chart because it was just very easy. Mezuzah, sukkah, inside, outside. But you could do it in words also, which is... in the case of sukkas hayotzrim, in the case of two rooms, one inside the other, the inside one needs a mezuzah, is not a good sukkah. The outside one doesn't need a mezuzah, but is a good sukkah. When you have two rooms, one inside the other, sukkos shel yotzrim, the inner room needs a mezuzah and is not a good sukkah. The outer room does not need a mezuzah but is a good sukkah. And then I added to that, I did that in chart form, but then I added to that, because I just want to guarantee you, I'm giving you every single word I have here in my main points. The outside room is not even considered a beis shar, because the inside room is not kavua enough to warrant a beis shar. Again, the outside room doesn't even count as a beis shar. If it did count as a beis shar, what halacha would be different? It would need a mezuzah, exactly. The outside room does not count as a beis shar because the inside room is not permanent enough to warrant a beis shar. We're good? Next, Tanu Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Ganvech. That's an acronym. Ganvech. Sukkah that's made of Gimel Nun Beis Chaf. What does that mean? Sukkah's Goyim, a sukkah built by Goyim. Sukkah's Nashim, or a sukkah built by women. Sukkah's Behema, a sukkah built by an animal. How does an animal build a sukkah? Right, it's not the circus. With the animal, he burrows a hole in something that happens to be kosher for a sukkah. So a sukkah is built by, again, goyim, women, behema, or sukkahs kutim. A sukkah is built by kuti people. Sukkah bikal makom, really any sukkah kshera is kosher. A guy is allowed to build a sukkah. Rav Shachter used to always tell the story that when he was a child in Philadelphia or in the Bronx later, his father was the rabbi of the Orthodox shul. Someone came over to the chazan from the conservative shul, came over to Rav Shachter's father and said, this new young rabbi that we hired in the conservative shul is a moron, he doesn't know what he's talking about, and he's saying crazy things. He said that the guy can build the sukkah, the shul sukkah. So can you tell him that he's wrong and that it's absolutely possible? So Rav Shachter's father said, wait a second, your shul sukkah is built inside. It's actually in the shul. It's not, you know, conservative shuls, they're not makbid to build it outside, under the sky. So he said, yeah, but ignore that. Ignoring that. The fact that a guy built it. Isn't that going to make it bad? So he said, no, a guy building it is okay. The inside part, that's the part you can't really ignore. Yeah. A kuti is not necessarily a guy. There's a major machlokas what the status of a kuti was. Kutim went through some sort of conversion. The question was what exactly that conversion involved and whether it was a sincere conversion. So they may have a quasi din of a Jew, but there were certain gzeros that we made to stay away from them, even though they were Jewish because they weren't sincere Jews. Okay, so. Anyway, so we say these four sukkos and sukkah mikol makom are all kasher. Ublavat shetem sukhachas kilchasa. As long as it has schach kihilchasa, like the halacha. So my kihilchasa, what do you mean by that? That it has schach kehalacha. Amar av chista vushasa letzel sukkah. It means provided that you made the schach for the sake of providing shade for a sukkah. The schach had to be done for the sake of making shade for a sukkah. Meaning, it didn't have to be the shame mitzvah sukkah, but it had to be done the shame tzel sukkah, just that you want shade of a gazebo, that you made it for shade, you made it to be a roof. So that's what kilchasa comes to include. Mikol makom lasuyemai. What do we mean to say when we said a sukkah mikol makom? We said what ganvich are, what each of those four things are. What's the sukkah mikol makom that we add in at the end? So that's lasuyay sukkah's rakvash. That's to tell you to include a sukkah of rakvash. What's rakvash? The Tanur Rabbanan. I'm glad you asked. The Braisa says, Sukkas Rakvash means Sukkas Rowan, a sukkah made by shepherds when they're out in the field and they need a place to stay. Sukkas Kayatsim, a sukkah made by people who watch fruit drying out in the fields. Sukkas Borgenin, a sukkah that's meant to house the people who guard the city at night. Sukkas Shomrei Peros, people who guard fruits. Right, a sukkah that's made for those people when they're out in the fields. Sukkah mikol makom kshera. All these sukkahs are kosher. Right, all these sukkahs, even though they're very temporary in nature, right? Well, the Gemara is going to ask what exactly is wrong with them. Why wouldn't they be kosher? But all these sukkahs are absolutely kosher. That's what we mean by sukkah mikol makom in the first brisa. So keep in mind, just don't get confused over here. We had two brisas. One told us sukkahs ganvach plus sukkah mikol makom is kosher. The other one said sukkahs rakvash plus sukkahs mikol makom is kosher. So the first question we asked was, what does mikol makom mean in the first braisa? First braisa that only spoke about ganvach and didn't speak about rakvash. So what does mikol makom mean? Mikol makom means rakvash. So Gemara says, and the Gemara is going to then say, and what does mikol makom in the second braisa mean? Ganvach, right? So we'll get there. So says the Gemara, the Braisa continues, provided that it has schach kihilchasa. My kihilchasa, what does kihilchasa mean? This may sound familiar. That's provided that you made it for the sake of shade. Meaning, we just finish off the Braisa of Rakvash the same way we finish off the Braisa of Ganvach. Both Braisas tell us that so the first price says ganvach is kosher, second one says rakvash is kosher, then they both say sukkah mikol makom is kosher, then they both say that you need it to be kihilchasa, that the schach has to be put there kihilchasa, and kihilchasa means what? For the sake of shade. Good. So says Gemara, mikol makom lasu yemai. What's the mikol makom in the sukkah's rakvash price are coming to include? Lasu yemai, sukkah's ganvach. It's coming to include a sukkah's ganvach, coming to tell me that a sukkah's ganvach is kosher. So we have two braises. One tells me a ganvach plus mikol makom is kosher, means ganvach plus rakvash. One says rakvash plus mikol makom is kosher, which means rakvash plus ganvach is kosher. So says the Gemara, Haytana de ganvach, alim alei ganvach mishum de kavi. The Braisa that thought to explicitly say ganvach thought that ganvach is a stronger thing to say because it's kavua. And therefore, when it came to rakvash, which is less kavua, it's less set, it just used the words mikol makom to describe that. But it thought ganvach is stronger than rakvash. Meaning, ganvach is more likely to be kosher than rakvash. So the braisa that said ganvach thought, yeah, much more likely that ganvach is going to be kosher, so we want to highlight the one that's really definitely strongly kosher, so we highlight ganvach, and then mikol makom comes to include rakvash also. The haitana de rakvash, the braisa that said rakvash, alimale rakvash, thinks that rakvash is more strongly kosher. You know why? Because at least the people who built it are chayiv in sukkah. De b'nei chiyuvan inhu. The people who built it are chayiv to actually have a sukkah. V'tana mikol makom, and it says mikol makom, lasuye ganvach. To come to include ganvach, the lav b'nei chiyuvan inhu aren't chayiv in sukkah. Yeah. The people as individuals are chayiv in sukkah. They are b'nei chiyuva. In that situation, they may not be chayiv. Excellent question. In that situation, they may not be chayiv, but as individuals, they are certainly chayiv. Okay, last two. Yeah? Sorry? Sukkah made by Goyim, made by Nashim, right? Gimel, Nun. What? Yeah, that's what Kanvach is. It's an acronym for those things. Goyim, Nashim, Behema, Kutin. And Rakvash is Ro, whatever, all the things the Gemara lists. So, main point number two. Kanvach might be a bigger Chiddush than Rakvash. Why? Why would Kanvach be a bigger Chiddush to say it's kosher than Rakvash? Why would it be a bigger Chiddush to say that Kanvach is kosher? Well, that would be why it's less of a Chiddush. That would be why it's more obvious. Why would Ganvach be a bigger Chiddush than Rakvash? Right, because the people who built it are Pata from Sukkah. So to say that even that's kosher, that's a big Chiddush. So I'm just using different words. I'm formulating it differently, the exact opposite way the Gemara does. But you have to be able to formulate that. With the way the Gemara expressed it was Ganvach is less of a Chiddush because it's more permanent. What I'm saying is Ganvach is more of a Chiddush because it's made by people who are not chayim. Rakvash is more of a chiddush because it's not permanent. Rakvash would be less of a chiddush because of what factor? It's at least made by people who are chayim. They each have one advantage and disadvantage. It's essentially what you really need to know. These are the last two main points. I put it as two, but you can put it as one. Rakvash and Ganvach each have one advantage over the other and one disadvantage from the other. The advantage they have over the other is what? That Ganvach's advantage is its permanence, right? That's its advantage. Its disadvantage is it's made by people who are not chayiv. Rakvash's advantage is that it's made by people or chayiv. Its disadvantage is that it's temporary, it's not permanent, it's arai. Good, so we'll call it an early night. You can go watch 10 minutes of the hockey game.